through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Make this the summer to save at Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Lease a new 24 Jeep Compass for just $199 a month for 27 months, or save with super low 2.9 financing on all their most popular models. Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. No security deposit required. Lease based on 10,000 miles per year. $4,150 due at signing. 2.9% APR on select models. See dealer for details. Expires 7/31/24.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
A little bit overcast, but otherwise very pleasant inside Target Field. We're 10 minutes away from the Brewers getting it going again out of the All-Star break as they play game one of two against the Twins. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260CV Racine, W251BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
On the On Deck Show, built by Menards, I'm Josh Maurer. Let's get to the starting lineups. They're presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. These teams have almost identical records coming into the series. Brewers 55-42, Minnesota 54-42. And so the lineups, first for the visitors, against Pablo Lopez, one of Minnesota's best. It'll be Bryce Terang in the leadoff spot. Terang is the second baseman. And then the Brewers' two All-Stars, just back from Texas, William Contreras and Christian Yelich. Contreras is doing the catching, and Yelich, who leads the National League in hitting, is now the DH. Willy Adames, a red-hot homestand before the break. He continues to bat cleanup and play shortstop. Then you've got Sal Frelick in the five spot. Frelick, a wonderful homestand before we got to the All-Star stoppage. He's the right fielder tonight. Rhys Hoskins playing first base, will bat sixth. Garrett Mitchell hit a home run Sunday in the win that led into the break against the Nationals. So hopefully that gets Mitchell's bat going. He bats seventh and plays center. Joey Ortiz, he's the third baseman and number eight batter. And Jackson Churio, the rookie, he's in left field and rounding out the lineup against Pablo Lopez. Meanwhile, it's Freddy Peralta, as he was on opening day in New York City. He'll be the man that pitches the first game out of the All-Star break for Pat Murphy. And the manager of the Twins, Rocco Baldelli, now in his sixth season. Here's the lineup he puts out. It is devoid of some of his best hitters. Due to injury, no Carlos Correa, no Royce Lewis, and no Juan Miranda. Willy Castro is an All-Star this year. He's in the leadoff spot and playing shortstop. Trevor Larnach is the designated hitter. He'll bat second. And then you've got the very, very talented, when healthy, he has been great, Byron Buxton, playing center field and hitting third. Buxton. Brooks Lee is one of the top prospects for the Twins, and he's only been a major leaguer for a couple of weeks. Brooks Lee, playing third base, he's the cleanup batter. Max Kepler in right field will bat fifth. And the catcher, power hitting Ryan Jeffers, in the sixth spot. Former Brewer from last season, he was a big part of the division championship the last couple of months. Carlos Santana batting seventh for the Twins and playing first base. Matt Wallner, the left fielder, hits eighth. And just back up from the minor leagues is Edward Julian to be the second baseman and the number nine batter against Freddy Peralta. I said it was overcast. The overcast skies have turned into a hopefully quick rain burst, but the rain is falling hard and fast at the moment. That just started as I was reading you the Twins lineup, and the grounds crew is rolling the tarp out onto the field. Oh, man. Well, we waited a day longer than the rest of Major League Baseball to come back from the All-Star break, and apparently we're going to have to wait a few more minutes. So more coming up on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from Lane after this. We'll get you an update on this rain cell that's passing through. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
truck drivers. You deserve to drive for a reliable carrier that has your back. At Schneider, drivers get what they need to have a successful and fulfilling career, including award-winning benefits, state-of-the-art equipment, and a pay package that rewards their hard work. With our variety of flexible driving options, you can find a job with the home time you want, whether that's daily, weekly, or something else. And if the job you choose isn't the right fit, our transfer team will help find one that is. Explore today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Hi, friends. This is Keith Hernandez. When it's time for a brake job, go with a solution that delivers one of the smoothest and most quiet rides on the road. Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit on 99.5% of vehicles, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Napa Silent Guard Brakes deliver the stopping power and performance drivers demand in their vehicles. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, and the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. It has lightened significantly since the rain started about 5 minutes or so ago, and hopefully they'll be able to take the tarp off and we will not have much of a delay. That's the hope. We don't know anything official as of yet. We don't know how long this little cell will remain in the area, but as of now, the tarp is on the field and we are awaiting to see what happens next. Brewers and Twins will happen eventually as we continue. This is the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Are you... Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru, open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Make this the summer to save at Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Lease a new 24 Jeep Compass for just $199 a month for 27 months, or save with super low 2.9 financing on all their most popular models. Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. No security deposit required. Lease based on 10,000 miles per year. $4,150 due at signing. 2.9% APR on select models. See dealer for details. Expires 7/31/24.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Well, we got good news. It looks like the grounds crew at Target Field is about to pull the tarp right back off of that infield. They are lined up apparently in order to do so. They're just waiting for the command to be given. It's not raining anymore. That was a quick, fast-passing shower that hit right before the scheduled time of first pitch, and so we're going to have a tiny delay, but hopefully not very much more than a few minutes as we welcome you back to the end of the On Deck Show built by Menards. Josh Maurer back with you in downtown Minneapolis. It'll be game one out of the All-Star break for the Brewers and the Twins. While we wait, let's drive around the league. Out of Town Scores brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors who are building Wisconsin together. Good news for the Brewers already today. In game one of a doubleheader in Atlanta, the Cardinals have already lost the game. It went extra innings. And Atlanta walked off St. Louis in 10. 3-2, Ozzie Albies hit the game-winning sacrifice fly. They've got another game. In fact, that about to start in about 10 minutes there down in Georgia, but at the moment the Brewers have gone five games ahead of the Cardinals in the Central Division. St. Louis has now lost five out of its last seven games. They had a bit of a rough week leading into the All-Star break, and now they lose their first game coming out of it. Game two, Cardinals have their ace, Sonny Gray, on the mound. It'll be Bryce Elder for Atlanta, which tries for the doubleheader sweep. Atlanta at the moment holds the top wild card spot in the National League. Of course, they're well behind the Phillies in the NL East, but they got the number one wild card. They're 4.5 games ahead of St. Louis in the wild card standings. By the way, you may hear some cheers in the background of my voice. Yes, they are indeed just starting the process of getting that tarp back off of the infield. It was only on there for, what, 6-7 minutes total. And again, it's not raining anymore. It's still a little bit gray overhead, but certainly fine to play baseball here as soon as the field is deemed ready to go. Continuing our drive around the league, Phillies and Pirates game two is underway. That at PNC, and it's 0-0, bottom of the second inning. Christopher Sanchez, the all-star for the Phillies. Luis Ortiz is the starter for Pittsburgh. And don't look now, the hottest team in the division and one of the hottest in baseball, the Pittsburgh Pirates. They've won five in a row. It started with that Paul Skenes start in Milwaukee before the All-Star break. Pirates are trying to clinch a third straight series win. Cincinnati Reds and Washington Nationals in the nation's capital, and the Reds scored two runs in the top of the first. They've got a 2-0 lead for their left-hander Nick Lodolo to work with. Mackenzie Gore, the left-hander for the Nats, he's the starting pitcher in that one. Washington took the series opener. That was last night, 8-5. Before the break, Cincinnati had won 5 of 7. And to finish out the division schedule tonight in the NL Central, Diamondbacks and Cubs. That's a game that's just about to get underway under the lights at Wrigley Field. Interesting pitching matchup. Zach Gallen for the defending NL champion Diamondbacks. And Kyle Hendricks, who had that rough start to the season for the Cubs, but he's pitched a lot better of late. Arizona took that series opener 5-2 yesterday. The Diamondbacks have moved into a tie for a wild card spot in the National League. So they're back in playoff positioning after a rough start to the season for Torrey Lovello. They've won 11 of 16. Cubs, after the loss yesterday, they've dropped 3 of 4, and the Cubs continue to pull up the rear in the NL Central. They're only five games below 500. Everybody in the division is currently thinking about, at worst, competing for a wild card spot over the second half of the season in the NL Central. It's been a very competitive division. And again, at the moment, the Brewers have a five-game lead over the Cardinals. Brewers in first place, and Lane Grindle, they've been in first place pretty much the entire way over the first three-plus months of this season, and now the second half about to get underway.
Yeah, it's been their division. There's no doubt about that, but the division isn't won necessarily this far out. There's 65 games left, and while that certainly doesn't feel like a ton, it's still a long runway to cover for the Brewers. And as you said, 100 days in first place in the division through the first half of the season for the Brewers. Just 13 days in second place, one day in third, and they haven't sat in fourth or fifth at any point. So this has been the most consistent team in the division. It's been the best team in the division. There's really no disputing any of that. But you have a division, and you just outlined a little bit going through the scoreboard. Cardinals have been better. Cardinals, really, outside of a bad stretch in April, have played very, very good baseball this year. The Cubs, of course, have really labored. But the Pirates have three really dynamic young starters, and really you could say four with Bailey Falter. He's been good for them as well. So they're dangerous. And the Reds have struggled as well, but that's still a Reds team that you just feel like has the ability to get hot at some point and string together a lot of wins. So the Brewers have controlled this division. They've been the front runners in this division, Josh. But there are a lot of teams still within striking distance, so you just show up every day, take care of the game in front of you, and hopefully the rest takes care of itself.
And I'm really looking at that Pirates team that I mentioned's won five in a row, and they seem to have a little bit of moxie with them right now. That moxie probably starts with Paul Skenes, but it seems to be carrying over to the rest of that roster right now. They're playing like a very confident young team, and they could be dangerous. I really do think that Derek Shelton's got something going on there in Pittsburgh, an organization that for several years they haven't been anywhere near playoff contention.
And I think they're hungry, and that might entice them to make a move at this deadline in the next 10 days that helps them offensively and gives them a little bit more run support for the Paul Skenes and the Jared Jones whenever he makes his way back, and the Mitch Kellers and the aforementioned Bailey Falter. So that could be a dangerous team in the second half. There's no question about that. And I think we're going to find out what a lot of front offices think about their teams in the next week plus two with the moves that they make. There are just not that many absolute sellers in the National League. You figure the Marlins are sellers, the Nationals are sellers, the Rockies are sellers. I mean, the Giants, the Cubs, I don't know that I see those teams moving a lot of pieces. Maybe you could argue they should, but I don't know that I see those teams moving a lot of pieces. And even in the case of Colorado, they have some pieces to move, but are they really going to change some other team's season? So a lot of teams feel like they're in it. This is the new era of Major League Baseball with these expanded postseason opportunities. And so it makes this next stretch going into the trade deadline, I think, interesting, but in a totally different way than it used to be.
I think so, too. And by the way, the grounds crew has gotten the tarp rolled off of the field. They're putting a little bit of the drying agent around some of the bases, and they're working on the pitcher's mound. But the good news here, Lane, the managers have come out with the umpire. So it looks like we're going to have the lineups exchanged. We shouldn't be too far from first pitch. I would say, to your point about the trade deadline, when you look at it from a Brewers perspective, you and Pat Murphy had a very interesting discussion in the On Deck show. The reinforcements that come for the crew may very well be already in-house. They're just guys that are going to get healthy. We'll see Devin Williams scheduled to pitch again tonight on his rehab assignment. He's moved up to the AAA level to throw an inning tonight. Jared Koenig's getting close. Joe Ross is getting close. Who knows? We may see Ross as recently or as soon as the end of this road trip. Brewers are going to need a fifth starting pitcher. Gary Sanchez is getting healthy. And so there are some reinforcements that are going to come without having to give anybody up.
Yeah, obviously getting Devin Williams back is the biggest thing that can happen for the Brewers. It changes everything in that bullpen. All of a sudden, Trevor McGill eventually has the eighth inning. I don't know if he does right out of the gate. Maybe you ease Devin into that closer spot. I'm not sure how Pat Murphy will decide to roll that out. But regardless, you're better in the eighth inning inning, however you do that, when you bring Devin Williams back. And eventually, the ninth inning is going to be Devin Williams. I mean, he's the reliever of the year. He's one of the best pitchers in the game. He's going to have the ninth inning. Does he have it right when he comes back, I think, is more the question there. But it makes you so much stronger at the back of that bullpen. And don't sleep on getting Jared Koenig back, too. I think that's been lost in the overall equation of the Brewers and these injuries and what the bullpen has had to do going into the All-Star break. Not having Jared Koenig's a huge deal. Rob Zastrzyzny's done a nice job kind of somewhat backfilling that role, but Hobie Milner's had to take on some of that task as well. And Koenig was throwing about as well as anybody in that bullpen when he went down with the injury. So that will be a really big addition too. Now, do I expect the Brewers to add something from the outside? I think they will, but it's easy to sit in a chair where I'm sitting and say that. It's harder to get a deal over the finish line. You have to have two sides that are willing to do it. It has to make sense for everybody. And with less teams being true sellers, and it constantly now becoming a seller's market, it feels like, every year at the deadline, it's getting harder to get those deals done. So, yes, I expect the Brewers to add some outside help. Couldn't begin to tell you what that's going to be, but what we know for sure is that there are going to be some internal, and I say it in quotation marks, acquisitions by this team that will make this team stronger, and it's going to come at a time where they're going to need those reinforcements.
And we shouldn't forget that Matt Arnold's already made a deal. And he went into the starting pitching market, which is going to be very difficult to do in the next week before the deadline approaches. He went and got Aaron Savali, who we'll see pitch the second game coming out of the All-Star break here tomorrow afternoon. Savali's a guy that I know everybody within the Brewers organization, they already love. He's had two very good starts with them. They think that he will really help this rotation for the final 2.5 months of the regular season. And that was a move that was made about a month in advance of the trade deadline hitting.
That was a very nimble and athletic move by the front office, because it was not from a seller. Tampa Bay is not necessarily a seller, but they had a depth of starting pitching and guys coming back, so they really didn't have room for somebody. Brewers like Savali. They moved on it, made the deal happen. It was a very nimble move. It's also a move for a guy that, if you look at Aaron Savali over the course of his career, he has been a very above average pitcher for the entirety of his career, save for the time he was in Tampa Bay. Now, we rarely say that about a pitcher. Usually we might say he was a below average pitcher. Then he got to Tampa Bay and they made him great. For whatever reason, it didn't click for Aaron Savali in Tampa Bay, but it did in Cleveland, which is another pitching factory in Major League Baseball. Now he comes to the Brewers, another pitching factory, and they've done a nice job with these kind of projects, getting them back to where they need to be, and he's looked great so far in a Brewers uniform, and he is going to be, I think, a big part of the equation in the second half of this season.
Well, the good news, Lane, the Twins have taken the field. The skies have cleared. The infield has been procured. The grounds crew did a very nice job. And we've got Pablo Lopez on the hill taking his warm-up tosses. So for the first inning, play-by-play, here again is Lane Grindle. He's got it for you.
It feels weird. We're just talking, and I threw it to me.
I wanted to make it official.
Very official. Appreciate it, Josh. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by Authority, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. What folks don't know is that behind the scenes, I said, now make sure you toss it back to me. Very official before the first pitch of this game. Pablo Lopez going through his warm-up tosses. Time to tell you about our quick trip around the bases presented by Haribo. And tonight's contestant is Jeanette Ward. And Jeanette wins a $100 Quick Trip gift card, compliments of Haribo and Quick Trip, if the Brewers score in the first inning. To enter, see stores for details. Bryce Terang to lead things off for the crew. We had to wait a while for baseball. Not just a five-day All-Star break, but a little bit of a delay as well. We're going to be about 14 minutes delayed here tonight in the Twin Cities before this one officially gets underway. And now holding up play for a moment as our home plate umpire, Sean Barber, is is handing some accessories to the bat boy over in the Twins dugout. And that was actually the rosin bag, and now he's going to run that out and place that behind the mound. Hands it actually to Pablo Lopez.
That's an accessory.
That is an accessory, yeah. It is an important one. And now make sure it's not in the line of sight for the batter. On the backside of that mound, please. So here's Bryce Terang at 277 in the first half. Six home runs, 38 driven in. Back in that leadoff spot tonight against the right-handed tossing Pablo Lopez, in the first pitch. He's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Lopez, 0-1 pitch to Terang, is over but low, and the count is even at a ball and a strike. 14-minute delay, as we told you, 6:24 our first pitch, 83 degrees, currently dry in the Twin Cities. And the pitch swung on and fouled off the gear of the catcher, Ryan Jeffers. And it's 1-2 on Terang. The seats are not dry. Very ill-timed rain shower moved through right around when we were getting ready for first pitch. But it is out of the area, and we are underway. 1-2. Terang flips it foul and out of play. Third base side stays at 1-2. First pitch of Brewers baseball is brought to you by Carbless. Premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbless, less is more. Lopez out of the stretch and the pitch. It's low and it's 2-2 on Terang. Not really a true stretch from Lopez. He gets what most would call into the stretch, but then a little bit of a windup with a step back before he brings the pitch home. Terang called time, stepped out. Hit the bat against his cleats a little bit to knock some mud loose. And now here's the 2-2. And swung on and fouled straight back into the net. And Terang stays alive. It stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes on Bryce. Terang, Contreras, Yelich. The first three in the order for the Brewers here this evening. Here's the 2-2. And a swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and in. Terang strikes out. And that's how this game gets underway. One away for William Contreras. The all-star William Contreras. For two on Tuesday in that All-Star game for William. First pitch to him is a fastball that missed up and away, and it's 1-0. Second time that Contreras had been an All-Star was an All-Star with the Atlanta Braves before the Brewers acquired him. 1-0 is right through there for a strike, and it's 1-1. That was during the 22 season for William. He was the DH that year for the National League. One. Swing and a miss at a fastball at 95, and it's 1-2. Contreras, of course, the starting catcher on Tuesday down in Arlington for the National League. Lopez brings home the 1-2 pitch and a swing and a miss and a breaking ball down and away, and back-to-back strikeouts of William Contreras. And before that, Bryce Terang, and there's two away for Christian Yelich. Another all-star. Yelich has had very good numbers against Lopez in his career. On the season, National League high, .326 average, 11 home runs, and 41 driven in for the Brewers DH tonight. First pitch is a strike on the outside edge of the fastball at 97. It's 0-1. has been an up-and-down year for Lopez. Overall numbers not so great, not what you would expect from a guy that has been very good over the course of his career. 0-1, missed inside with a fastball. And it's even out, a ball and a strike. 20th start of the year, a 5.11 ERA and an 8-7 record. 104 innings covered on the season for Lopez. 1-1's a ground ball from the left side. The third baseman, Lee, gobbles it up and throws to first in time to retire Yelich. And the inning is over. Brewers go down in order. We played half an inning here in the Twin Cities. It's the Brewers nothing, and the Twins coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Baseballs flying out of AmFam Field? That's what we love to see. But what about pests sneaking into your home? Not so much of a grand slam. For 65 years, family-owned Safeway Pest Management has been keeping southeastern Wisconsin pest-free by eliminating unwanted critters with safe, effective solutions. Don't strike out against pests. Go for the home run and call Safeway Pest Management at 262-679-4422. Mention the Brewers and get 10% off your first service. It's a win-win for your peace of mind and your Brewers pride.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
No score as we go to the bottom of the first inning here in Minneapolis. Brewers and Twins. Two games set to open up the second half of the season. Final 65-game push for the postseason in October. Freddy Peralta about to throw pitch number one of his 20th start of the season. 6-5 with a 4.11 ERA over 103 innings so far this year for the Brewers. Right-handed ace. Willy Castro, the former Detroit Tiger, to lead things off against him for the Twins. Twins having a very good season as well, just a half game back of the Brewers record-wise at 54-42 coming in. Castro takes a fastball down and away, and it's 1-0. Peralta from the windup, the pitch in there with a fastball at 91. And it's one ball and one strike. Castro is a switch hitter, so up there is the lefty against Peralta. Freddie's 1-1 offering is laced foul and out of play down the third baseline. Hit off the facade of the second deck. And it's 1-2 on Castro, hitting 265 with 7 home runs and 30 driven in on the year. Told you our home plate umpire, Sean Barber. Charlie Ramos at first, Ryan Blakeney at second, and the crew chief, Jim Wolf, is at third base. Peralta's 1-2 pitch is hit foul and out of play. Third base side again. This one gets into the second deck, and it'll stay at 1-2. They have facts up on the video board here, like you see at American Family Field and really around baseball now. 1-2 pitch. Two hopper to short. Near the bag at second for Adames. He fields it and throws to first in time. And Castro is retired. There's one away for Trevor Larnach. Castro's fact was that he voted himself the most likely to be an alien. Now, why would that question even be asked in any kind of survey?
First pitch, Larnack is hit foul and out of play. Third base side, it's 0-1.
Missed outside with a fastball at 92, and it's one ball and one strike.
I mean, it could have been an open-ended, like, what are you most likely to become, as opposed to who's most likely to be an alien.
The pitch, a breaking ball in there for a strike. Nice slider at the knees, and it's 1-2 on Larnack. I think that's good reasoning on your part. That might be how that came about. 1-2 pitch. Missed outside. It's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
It still doesn't really answer why he decided that he was very likely to be an alien.
How do you pry that information from him, too? Very inquisitive. 2-2. Fouled out of play, third base side. It'll stay at 2-2 on Larnack.
And does Willy Castro know something that we don't?
Men in Black was not a movie, it was a documentary. Willy Castro and Tommy Lee Jones know something that we don't. 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Larnack. The pitch. And he just missed outside. Sean Barber started to rock back as if he wanted to call that strike three. He's hearing from the Brewers dugout a little bit. It looked like it was a little wide of the plate. Probably the right call. Count is full now, 3-2. Willie brings home the pitch, and this is hit in the air towards right, but playable for Sal Freelich. Barely has to move. Squeezes it for out number two. And there's two away for Byron Buxton. Brewers Baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Buxton, healthy, which is always a positive for the Twins, and playing very good baseball right now. First pitch to him is rolled foul, third base side, it's 0-1. In the midst of an 8-game hitting streak, 14 for 31, scorching hot right now. 6 doubles over that 8-game streak. A one. And he takes a little bit low with a fastball. Freddie wanted the call. It's 1-1. Buxton on the season hitting 285, 9 home runs, 38 driven in. No score, just getting underway in Minnesota. Swing and a miss, and a good changeup. And it's 1-2. Yeah, Buxton out on that front foot. Very unbalanced swing. An uncomfortable looking swing as well. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And he checked. They appeal to first. Charlie Ramos says he didn't go. Pitch was up and in. Looked like he almost was guilty of offering at that pitch, but he'll see another one. 2 balls and 2 strikes the count now. Freddie brings home the pitch, and he just missed off the plate. Half the infield was moving towards the dugout. Again, very borderline pitch, but I don't think that's a horrible call from Sean Barber. I think he might have got that right. It was very close. Here's the 3-2. And that one missed outside with a changeup. So Buxton will work a two-out walk. Those are good misses from Freddie Peralta, especially that last changeup. A lot of times you're going to get, on a 3-2 count, a swing in that spot with that pitch. But Buxton, give him credit for working the count and working the walk. So there's a man aboard and 2 outs for Brooks Lee. Former first-round pick back in 2022, number 8 overall. First pitch to him. Fly ball into center. Very playable. Garrett Mitchell broke back initially. Now he's sprinting in. He's there, though, and makes the catch in shallow center for the final out. Peralta issues a two-out walk, but hangs a zero in the bottom of the first. We go to the second. No score. Brewers and Twins on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Complete your summer style with a Brewers Hawaiian shirt giveaway on July 27th, courtesy of UW Credit Union. The first 30,000 ticketed fans through the gates at the game versus the Marlins will get the Hawaiian shirt. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're going to be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one, Five?
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Clients of 31-2024.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Willie Adames leads off the top of the second inning. No score, Brewers and Twins. Adames, the Brewers' cleanup hitter this evening here in the Twin Cities. As Lopez brings home the first pitch to him, and it's over but low, it's 1-0. You can clean up any home damage with Loyal Family, South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. 1-0 pitch is a chopper on the left side. Charging it is Castro. He will scoop and field and throw to first in time to retire Adames for the first out here in the second. That'll get Sal Frelick to the plate. Twins defensively behind Lopez. Left to right in the outfield. Wallner, Buxton, Kepler. Lee is the third baseman. The shortstop is Castro. Julian at second base. Santana at first. And the 27-year-old Ryan Jeffers does the catching. First pitch to Sal Frelick. Missed up and away. And it's 1-0. Sal had a very solid first 97 games, a .275 average, two home runs, 20 driven in, some very solid defense as well. Lopez pitch, nailed the outside edge of the fastball, and it's 1-1. Hitting .317 over his last 40 games. And check, but it didn't matter. That one, a called strike with a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. One-two pitch, chopped foul at the plate, and Frelick will live to see another one. Sal, not a guy with a lot of power, but he's a guy that's going to put the ball in play a lot. He's going to use all fields. And he's going to hustle down the line every time. And we have seen him leg out some infield singles over the course of this season. A little bit of a throwback, Sal Frelick. 1-2 pitch. Line down the left field line. That is just foul. Foul by maybe a couple of feet. If it's a fair ball, it's extra bases for Frelick. He got a fastball up, and he tried to hug that left field line going the opposite way. But instead, he'll just take the long walk back and continue the at-bat at one ball and two strikes. takes his time and gets back in there. Brewers in their road grays, Twins in their blue City Connect uniforms tonight. 1-2, he's able to check on a breaking ball that missed low. And it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. These are new this year, these City Connects from Minnesota. Sure. Two-two. And Frelick took a little bit low. That low part of the zone doesn't seem to be open for business for Sean Barber. Freddy Peralta missed down there earlier in this game as well. Kind of looks like a strike to us, but Sean Barber not going to give you that one tonight, or at least he hasn't so far. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Bouncer foul at the first baseline, and Frelick putting together a nice at-bat here. That is the 8th pitch of the at-bat, number 9, still to come. Now, these City Connects are fine. They wouldn't be in my top 5. And Frelick took outside. What an at-bat from Sal. Works the walk. Ortho ASAP. Walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Frelick finds himself at first with one out. Now here's Reese Hoskins.
Well, blue is honoring the Great Lakes region.
I like that part. As a fisherman,
yeah,
I dig it. First pitch to Hoskins, misses outside, 1-0.
It's not really a water-colored blue, though.
It's like a royal blue, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
I would say royal.
1-0. Up and in, 2 balls and 0 strikes. And if I had a box of crayons, I'd probably use that to fill in the water on the map that I was coloring in. I guess. I don't know if I dig yellow. It's really not a part of their... That's the one thing about the City Connect that sometimes has been hard for me to grasp. In there with a strike. It's 2-1 now on Hoskins. I'm okay if you stay on your color palette in terms of, like, if you lighten the blue or lighten the red. But when you just pull a random color and insert it in, and they've inserted yellow into the scheme. Hoskins, a fly ball to center field, but playable. Backing up is Buxton, a few steps underneath of it, and makes the catch for out number 2. And there's 2 away for Garrett Mitchell.
Would you like to know how they've described these colors?
Yeah.
Deep blue, warm yellow, and radiant pink.
Where's the pink at?
Apparently it's not that radiant.
I don't see pink. I think maybe the belt is pink. I don't see the pink. I don't see that well anyway, though. Here's Garrett Mitchell. There goes Frelick. Pitches up. Throw to second is in time. They got it. Fastball up. A really good pitch to handle if you're Ryan Jeffers. And he threw out Frelick. Frelick standing at second to see if the Brewers want to challenge. They will not. And the inning is over. Brewers got a one-out walk. But Lopez still faces the minimum here in the second inning. We go to the bottom of 2. No score on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
When planning your next getaway, you want to be sure you have all your bases covered. The Island Resort and Casino has all the amenities you'd expect from a premier resort destination. Plus, well, you could say it's bases loaded with 2 championship golf courses, a luxury hotel and spa, Vegas-style gaming, casual and fine dining, and live entertainment. Visit islandresortandcasino.com to plan your trip today. Because when it's the Island Resort and Casino, your total experience is a grand slam.
Get everything you need for your next project at Menards. No matter your style, Shaw has a flooring option for you. Upgrade your home with durable vinyl plank flooring that's easy to install and even easier to maintain. It's waterproof, making it perfect for any room. Same big on Shaw Flooring at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards. trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more.
Well, Brewers have an opportunity to save. Later in this game, it'll be brought to you by Fleet Farm. 0-0 ball game, bottom of the second inning. Max Kepler, the batter for the Twins. Almost said Mariners looking at the uniforms. And he takes a strike. It's 0-1. Peralta's 0-1 pitch, and Kepler fouls it near the Brewers on deck circle over by Pat Murphy in the dugout, in fact, and it's 0-2. The new Fleet Rewards program has arrived at Fleet Farm. Enjoy special perks and find out how you can earn rewards fast to use on future purchases. Join today or sign into your account at fleetfarm.com/rewards. Here's the 0-2 pitch. A little bit high with a fastball. And it's 1-2. Kepler, Jeffers, and then the former Brewer Carlos Santana here in the second. He's 1-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back, and it stays at 1-2. Kepler hitting .256, six home runs, and 32 driven in on the year. Peralta brings home the 1-2 pitch, and that missed up and away. It's 2-2. Pretty much a full house here tonight in Minneapolis. It's Saturday night. Told you a little rain shower ride at first pitch, but overall a gorgeous night to be here at the ballpark now. 2-2 is hit fouling out of play. Third base side. We'll do it again at 2-2. I think this is one of the more underrated ballparks in the big leagues. I really enjoy Target Field. I think they did a nice job when they built this stadium. 2-2 is down low, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Of course, the easiest complaint you could make about it is that there is no roof. There's a long story why they weren't able to put a roof on this ballpark. But beyond that, this is a gorgeous park. 3-2 pitch, fouled back our way. And a fan down below us almost came up with it, but dropped it. Stays full. 3 balls and 2 strikes here on Kepler. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a fastball at 95. Ortho ASAP strikeout number 1 for Freddy Peralta. And if you were watching the radar readings over the course of this game, you noticed a lot of 90s and 91s of that fastball. 95 right there. It's there when Freddy wants to go to it. Here's Ryan Jeffers. First pitch to Jeffers, missed off the outside corner, and it's 1-0. Jeffers hitting .237, 14 home runs, 47 driven in. Swing and a miss, and a slider down low, and it's 1-1 on Jeffers. Well, award-winning Pine River cheese spread, Cedar Crest ice cream, and frozen custard, and of course, using our sausage, 3 Wisconsin originals. 1-1, swing and a miss, came right back with another slider, and it's 1-2. If you live in Wisconsin, you know what I'm talking about. It doesn't take a lot for me to explain to you how great those three things are. You've been hearing me talk about it all season long. 1-2, and he just missed outside of the fastball at 96. 2 balls and 2 strikes. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go get a cooler and then run to your local grocery store and take some of all home. Fly ball, foul, and out of play, third base side. Off the bat of Jeffers, stays at 2-2. because once you've tasted the best, you can forget the rest. And that is Pine River Cheese Spread, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, and of course, Usinger's. The best. 2-2. Ground ball to third. Big convenient hop for Joey Ortiz. He can take his time and sling it across the diamond to retire Jeffers 5-3 for out number two. Two away for Carlos Santana. And early on, Freddy Peralta's had to throw some pitches to these Twins hitters who have been pesky with two strikes. But Freddy has been effective so far. And so often, Josh, if you can get Freddy through those first couple of innings, things can really start to roll for him in a positive direction. Santana takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Freddie's 0-1 pitch is hit foul and out of play down the left field line. It's 0-2.
Recently, that's been his issue. It was the first inning specifically, but early in the games, that's where he's been gettable. And then often, he does settle in later.
0-2 pitch to Santana. Bounced that one in the dirt. It's 1-2. Brewers defensively tonight. Churio in left, Mitchell in center, Frelick in right. Ortiz just checked on him over at third. Adames the shortstop, Terang at second. Hoskins at first, and Contreras does the catching. 0-0 ball game. Bottom of the second inning. Two outs, nobody on. And the 1-2 pitch to Santana is swung on and fouled straight back into the net. And it stays at 1-2. Santana, who began last year with the Pirates. Brewers traded for him right around this time, a little bit before the trade deadline. And he had a big impact on the crew last year. Pulls one foul down the right field line. He got out in front of a fastball at 94 and yanked it. And it's 1-2. Carlos hit his 300th career home run in a Brewers uniform down in Miami on the final road trip of the season last year. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a curveball. Santana strikes out. A couple of ortho ASAP strikeouts and a scoreless 1-2-3. Bottom of the second for Freddy Peralta. We head to the third. No score on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance. The Brewers.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Zero, zero ball game as we head to the third inning. And in to call it for you, here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Lane. It's Garrett Mitchell back up there with a fresh count. Remember, he was at the plate when Sal Frelick was caught stealing last inning. He tries to bunt the first pitch, but he bunts it foul. Pushed it up the third baseline, wide of the chalk. So nothing in one in this scoreless game. Had a 14-minute, very quick rain delay at the outset. And we got two of the team aces,
Pablo Lopez for the Twins, Freddy Peralta for the Brewers, and neither has allowed a hit thus far. Each has issued one walk. So Mitchell, Ortiz, and Churio do up. The one pitch caught the bottom of the zone. That was fastball at the knees, nothing in two. Time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Tyler Blazkowski from Trempolo is our contestant. Now the 0-2. Just missed a little bit low. Could take one and two. Tyler wins a Pottawatomie prize package if a member of the crew hits a triple this inning. Visit WTMJ.com to enter. Good luck to Tyler. Mitchell up there. And now the 1-2 pitch. Outside that time on a fastball. Garrett 5 for 26. 10 games, all in the last couple of weeks, coming off the injured list here at the major league level this year. The 2-2 coming. Hit on the ground towards first. Fair ball just inside the chalk.